This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 8th, 2025. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, announces the DXCC Trident Plaque, a new program to honor the accomplishments of radio amateurs who have confirmed QSOs with at least 100 ARRL DXCC award countries on three modes, phone, CW, and digital. The basic award is issued upon application and confirmation by the ARRL Awards Department, and it is endorsable at levels of 200, 300, and honor roll, based on achieving that level on all three modes at the time of application. The earliest QSO date and starting date for the DXCC Trident Award is November 1, 1976, when RIDI, now named Digital, joining all digital QSOs, DXCC was introduced. ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Affairs Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ, says the new award should be exciting to hams. It gives all participants of the DXCC, especially those who are new to DXCC, something fresh to work towards, he said. ARRL has long had the Worked All States Triple Play Award, but this introduces the multi-mode achievement to the DXCC program. Confirmation of QSOs towards the Trident plaque is done only through the standard process by credits within the ARRL DXCC program via Logbook of the World. No QSO cards will be accepted with a plaque application. If your DXCC credits are not already visible in the Logbook of the World, you must first link your DXCC and Logbook of the World profiles by requesting a credit merge from the ARRL Awards desk. To apply for the plaque or learn more, visit www.arrl.org/DXCC-Trident-Award. Celebrate your achievements and dedication to the DXC program across all modes with the new ARRL DXC Trident plaque, a symbol of excellence in amateur radio operating and DXing. Ham Radio helped build the career of Jeff Goldman, K3DUA, and now he's paying it forward. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology celebrates the generosity of Goldman. A gift from Goldman has underwritten an entire week of the program, allowing 13 educators from all over the United States to attend the program. Goldman took an interest in radio at the age of 12 when his father bought him a shortwave receiver. Hearing signals from around the world captivated his mind. The most interesting thing I got to listen to was Sputnik back in the days when it went up in the early 1950s, he said. In 1958, Goldman earned his novice license and began a journey in amateur radio that he still enjoys today. The 13 teachers who attended the Jeffrey B. Goldman K3DUA Teachers Institute will take what they've learned back into their classrooms and incorporate hands-on approaches to radio and wireless technology into their STEM lessons. ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beald, K8EAL, admires Goldman's leadership gift. By making this gift now, Jeff is setting the example for others to follow, and we are excited to recognize his generosity by naming this week in his honor. Goldman and his wife Janice visited the teachers on Tuesday. Several of the teachers were excited to share what their attendance meant to them. Goldman is thrilled at the number of young people who will be impacted by his gift and the ripple effects it may have on amateur radio and electrical engineering. He'll tell the students that they have a bright future in amateur radio, and it's a good hobby, he said. It can provide you an education, it can provide you a lifetime of earning if you have an engineering degree, and you get to go into technology. It can lead computers or hardware or design whatever. Technology is a good field. On Wednesday, August 13, 2025, the Copernic Observatory in Vastow, New York, will be running a high-altitude balloon camp for local high school students. The payload of the balloon will contain an automatic packet reporting system, APRS transmitter, call sign K2ZRO-9 for tracking, plus a slow-scan television transmitter on 145.600 MHz throughout the flight. The launch is planned between 10 o'clock and 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 1400 to 1430 UTC, and the balloon should reach over 100,000 feet. In previous balloon flights, there have been APRS reports from Canada. Total flight time should be approximately 3 hours. Drew Desker, KA1M, the director of the Copernic Observatory, is asking for volunteer amateur radio operators to track the flight on APRS.fi and download the slow scan TV images if possible. We would love to receive images from the stations in the Northwest and elsewhere, so we can share with students how altitude matters on VHFs, said Desker. For more information about the Copernic Observatory, visit their website. Two silent keys to report this week. Former ARRL Central Division Director George Dick Isley, W9GIG, has become a silent key. He passed away on July 26, 2025, at the age of 86. Isley served on the ARRL Board of Directors from 2001 to 2016, when he was named an honorary vice president upon his retirement. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, worked with Isley on many projects over the years. He was always a hard and dedicated volunteer for the league, including as a donor. His leadership was valuable in helping us in many ways. He served in his division, the league, and amateur radio in an outstanding manner, said Roderick. And former longtime ARRL Southeastern Division Director Frank Butler, W4RH, has become a silent key as well. He passed away at the age of 100. He was an ARRL member for at least 78 years. He served 29 years as the ARRL Southeastern Division Director until his retirement from 50 years of service as an elected official of ARRL in 2007. He began his elected service as the Western Florida Section Communications Manager in 1957. At the second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors in July 2007, Butler was recognized for his generous donation to the newly dedicated Diamond Terrace at ARRL headquarters. Butler was an ARRL life member and a member of the ARRL Maximum Society of the Benefactor Class. He volunteered in the ARRL exhibit at the 2024 Orlando Hamcation. You can read more about our silent keys at ARRL.org. A reminder that HamSci, Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, is preparing now for a series of meteor scatter experiments and needs amateur radio operators to help. The first of two events will take place August 11th through the 12th, 0000 to 2400 UTC, for 48 hours during the Perseids meteor shower. This is a combination special event and contest to generate contact data during meteor scatter events using 10 and 6 meters. To be successful, this event needs operators, both active and passive. Operators are needed to be active, that's calling CQ on MSK-144, or passive, if possible, reporting via PSK reporter as monitors. Operators are needed to help increase numbers during the early morning hours. Eventually, the HamSci team will be collecting operator contact information, but for now, all that is required is for participation to report through PSK Reporter. For more information on the operating guidelines for the activity, please visit Meteor Scatter QSO Party Guidelines, HamSci. And by the way, the next HamSci Meteor Scatter QSO Party will be December 12th to the 13th, 2025, during the Geminids Meteor Shower. ARRL was well represented at the 2025 Maine State Convention in Augusta, Maine on August 2, 2025. ARRL New England Division Vice Director Phil Temples, K9HI, reports the convention, sponsored by the Androscoggin ARC, featured a robust indoor flea market along with presentations covering parks on the air, an ARES meet and greet, QCWA chapter meeting, UFB New England, and an ARRL forum featuring New England Division Director Tom Freeney, K1KI, and Maine Section Manager Phil Dugan, N1EP. The Pomeranian local branch of the Polish Amateur Radio Union, PZK, in Gdansk will celebrate the anniversaries of three Polish lighthouses August 9th through the 17th, 2025. There will be special event stations operating at each lighthouse. Certificates will be available for each location, and contacts can be made on bands 160 through 6 meters, plus WARC bands 30, 17, and 12 meters, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and satellite. Application for the awards will be accepted only electronically through the organizer's online platform until December 31st, 2025. Paper QSL cards for confirming contacts with the special event stations in a limited edition of 1,000 pieces will be sent to the first 1,000 correspondents who served by the QSL Bureau. The remaining correspondents will receive eQSL cards. For more information, visit the Polish Amateur Radio Union website. The U.S. Coast Guard's 235th birthday will be celebrated on August 9, 2025. Special event station NI-6IW will be in operation on board the USS Midway Museum ship from 1600 Zulu to 2300 Zulu on 14.320 kHz single sideband and 7.250 kHz single sideband as well. 14.070, PSK31, and D-Star using the PAPA system repeaters. A QSL card will be available. The White House issued a special presidential message on August 4th, 2025. As we commemorate the 235th birthday of the United States Coast Guard, we honor the brave patriots who defend our shores, and we remain eternally indebted to their unwavering dedication to preserving American excellence, said President Donald Trump. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT VP of Engineering Jerry Buxton, N0JY, received a letter from NASA announcing changes to the CubeSat Launch Initiative, or CSLI, program. Basically, due to the President's proposed fiscal year 2026 budget, there will be a reduction in realignment of personnel. Thus, NASA has fewer resources to maintain the program. This will affect AMSAT satellite project launches, as neither Gulf T nor Gulf 1 were ever manifested to a launch. Gulf T should still be completed on schedule and will be launched with the resources on hand. The Fox Plus satellites will continue to follow their construction and launch timetable. They were never considered to be a part of the CSLI program. Although this is an unfortunate situation, AMSAT Board of Directors is working with AMSAT Engineering to provide other launch options at their annual board meeting in October in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport, August 9th and the 10th, the WAEDX contest, that's CW, and the Maryland DC QSO party, CW and phone. On August 9th, the 50 megahertz fall sprint, CW phone and digital. August 10th, the SARL HF digital contest, digital, of course. August 13th, the NAQCC CW sprint, that's CW. August 16th and 17th, the SARTG WW RIDI contest, that is digital. And August 16th and 17th as well, the ARRL EME contest, 2.3 gigahertz and up, CW phone and digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. August 9th, the ARRL Idaho State Convention. That's in Post Falls, Idaho. August 16th and 17th, the Huntsville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention. That's in Huntsville, Alabama. August 21st through the 24th, the Northeast Ham Exposition, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention. That's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And August 30th through September 1st, the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention in Shelby, North Carolina. And finally this week, thanks to the Old Virginia Hams in Manassas, Virginia, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.